ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः। नमो महावदान्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरद्विषे नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमोऽस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी श्री राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। श्री श्रीमन गौरांग महाप्रभु हैज अपियर्ड in this special Kali Yuga to deliver us fallen souls. He is none but Nadia Vihari. He is that beautiful supreme personality himself, that is Swayam Bhagavan. He is Purna Parabrahma and his very close associate Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati Pad is singing his glory in his beautiful text Sri Chaitanya Chandramritam. Here in this shloka number 131, Sri Saraswati Charan is saying, Purna Prema Rasamrita Bhilahari Premanga Gaurashchata Kotyachadita Vishwameshwara Vidhi Vyasadibhi Sanstutam Durlaksham Shruti Kotibhi Prakatya Murtim Jagan Mohini Ashcharya Lavana Dara Rodhari Param Brahma Swayam Nrityati. Param Brahma Swayam Nrityati, the Supreme Personality, the Supreme Brahman, he is dancing on the shores of Bay of Bengal. Sri Saraswati Charan is getting such a beautiful vision of Lord Gauranga Sundar. He is actually visualizing this beautiful scene on the seashore, and he is bringing this scene to us. He is revealing his vision to us. How is this Supreme Being? He is Purna Prema Rasamrita Bhi Lahari Premanga Gaurashchata. This means that Sri Gauranga Sundar, he is so beautiful. He is replete, that is, he is overflowing with a nectarine rasa. What ras? Prema ras. Nectarine prema ras. And what sort of prema? It is purna prema. It is absolute prema. Such love nectar is overflowing from Gauranga Sundar. How are these waves overflowing? They are overflowing like surging waves. His golden effulgence, is surging forth from inside him. This golden effulgence, what is it? It is the nectarine rus. This effulgence consists of nectarine purna prem rus. And these waves, how much are they surging high? These waves of nectar are surging high so much that they are covering the entire universe. That is the beauty of Gauranga Sundar. When the sun rises, then it drives away all darkness. The sunlight pervades the entire sky. In the same manner, when Gaurasundar, he reveals his absolute beauty, the Supreme Being is today revealing his absolute golden beauty, then the rays of his prem effulgence, it dissipates, dispels, annihilates the darkness of the entire universe. In fact, the sun cannot be compared at all with him. A single ray of effulgence of love nectar that emanates from the tip of his toenail. The brilliance of the sun cannot be equal to even 1/1000th of the fraction of that effulgence emanating from Gauranga Sundar's toenail. In fact, Upanishads are saying that the rays of the sun and the moon cannot reach the divine world at all. The divine world is much beyond the reach of the sun and the moon. Yet the transcendental world is lit up so much, it is so brilliant that the brilliance in the divine world is such that there could be crores of suns. Yet that light in the divine world is so soothing as if there are crores of moons. Srimad Bhagavad Gita is also saying the same thing, that Supreme Being Sri Krishna, he is so wonderful that the brilliance of the sun is nothing. The brilliance of the Brahman is actually his brilliance. What we call Brahman is Krishna's brilliance. And Sri Narayan is his Vilas Murti. However, here in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, the very third verse declares that there is no being higher than Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. In that case, this effulgence that we are seeing today, this golden effulgence, this prem effulgence that we are seeing today on the banks of the, on the shores of the Bay of Bengal, it is not the effulgence called Brahman. It is not Sri Krishna's brilliance. Because Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu is a notch higher than that. Then what is this effulgence? If it is not the brilliant Brahman, well, this is not effulgence at all. This golden complexion that we see, it is not effulgence. It is the prema rasamrita bhi lahari. This means that it is the nectarine premamrita ras. Nectarine prema ras. What is this nectarine prema ras? From where is it coming? This nectarine prema ras, it belongs to Srimati Radharani. Shri Krishna has borrowed this prema ras from Priyaji, and this prema ras is what is coming out in the form of golden effulgence. Wave after wave, they are hitting the sky. They are hitting the 10 directions all around. This is why this effulgence is much higher. The Brahman effulgence cannot get anywhere close to this wonderful prema effulgence of Priyaji. As a result, today Vyasadi bhi sanstutam, all saintly persons such as Vyas are glorifying with folded hands this beautiful form of Gauranga Sundar. And along with Vyas Devs, there are Ishwar personalities such as Brahmaji, Shivji. They are all today glorifying Gauranga Sundar with folded hands. Durlaksham Shruti Koti Bhi. The glory of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, it is beyond crores of Shrutis. This is why Saraswati Charan is saying Durlaksham Shruti Koti Bhi. The Shrutis, they cannot glorify him enough. The way our Mahajans have glorified Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, it is incredible. In fact, if we simply read and we recite to others the glorification of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu as done by Gaur Associates, one life will prove very short. One life will not be enough to read and recite Gaur glory. Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami has said in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Charitra Hai Amriter Shindhu Karna Mon Tripta Kare Jarak Bindu. This means that the wonderful glory of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is fathomless ocean. You simply cannot dive into it. But it is possible that we stand on the shore of this fathomless nectarine ocean, and a single drop of spray may strike our face. That itself will be enough to drown us in ecstasy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's prameful, restful glory is so incredible. Just as there are huge waves in an ocean, we cannot swim in that ocean, we cannot even dare to step into that ocean. But we can stand on its banks, and a small bit of spray may touch our face, That's a very beautiful, soothing feeling. In the same manner, we hear from the Mahajans the glory of Gaur-Sundar. And maybe we pray that a small bit of spray enters our ear and our heart. That itself will be enough to make us dance in ecstasy. Oh my Lord Gauranga, when will you take me at your lotus feet? When will you give me your seva and make me blessed? After hearing Gauranga glory, this is all that we can pray for. If we delve in Gaur Katha, then we shall definitely experience viraha or transcendental separation. Gauranga Mahaprabhu's associates were all drowned in viraha. They had so much eagerness, so much enthusiasm for bhajan, and they were always lamenting, crying out for prem. This is why in this Kali Yuga it is very much essential that we surrender to Gauranga Mahaprabhu and we are able to relish his nectarine glory. For it is Gauranga Mahaprabhu alone who can show us the right path in Kali Yuga by which we can relish Radha Krishna prem. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu teaches us to spend our time in humility and to fill our prayers, to fill our chanting with aarti, that is crying out with a sense of lamentation. Jal bina jano mean dukho pai ayuhin. This means that just as a fish gasps for breath in need of water, when you bring a fish out of water, see the way it chokes and the way it thrashes about on the shore. In the same manner, we Gaur Bhaktas should be lamenting and crying out piteously in misery for Radha Krishna prem. In fact, the Gaur associates, they literally thrived on such eager prayer, so full of piteous cries. That was the center of their bhajan. So we Gaur Bhaktas, we need to learn from these Gaur associates, these great Mahajans, these great saints, how to perform our chanting. When we delve deep into the glory of Gauranga Sundar, then automatically his sweet prem katha, his sweet glory, it will pervade our hearts so much that we will find this entire material world as dark as a new moon night. We will never find any joy in material life anymore. And we will be automatically, spontaneously attracted to the transcendental world. This is the reason why Gaur associates, they found no joy in material world, and they were perpetually lamenting, crying their entire life for divine prem. This is why we need to dive into Gaura Katha. Unless and until we become materially dissatisfied, detached, we are not going to value bhajan. Our bhajan will never be full of craving, hankering. And it is only Gaura Katha, Gaura Prem, that can turn us away from the material world. This is the importance of reciting Gaura glorification every day. The Vedic Shastras cannot reveal enough about Krishna Prem, Krishna Beauty, Krishna Ras. Then how is it possible for the Vedas and the Vedantas to glorify Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who is even beyond the Krishna Tattva? This is why we call the pastimes of Sri Gauranga as Nigama Nigurha, meaning that it is extremely concealed in the Nigamas. Or you could say that the pastimes of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu are concealed from the Nigamas even, that is, the Nigamas do not know about him. They are so much extremely rare and unfathomable, inconceivable.